The Midnight Zoo, written by Sonia Hartnett and read by Richard Aspel. If the old bell had been hanging in the steeple, it would have rung to announce midnight. 12 solemn iron clongs, which would have woken the villagers from their sleep and startled any small creature new to the village and unaccustomed to the noise. But the bell had fallen from its height weeks ago and now lay buried in silence beneath rubble. No small creature foraged in corners, because every scrap had already been carried away in beak and mouth and paw. And no woken villagers lay grumbling, for the people, like their bell, were gone. Their home stood ruined, their beds broken into pieces, the bedroom walls slumped across the streets. Even the steeple, where the bell had hung for centuries, had had its pinnacle torn away, so the tower now stood against the sky like a blunt, unfinished question. In the clouds above the village, the legendary black-clad horseman, who is Night, noticed the silence and reined in his steed, which is also black as coal. Taking his vast and circular lantern, the moon, Night brushed aside a constellation of stars and came closer, curious to discover why no bell clonged, no creature paused, and no newborn baby, woken by midnight's arrival, opened its pink mouth and wailed. Along the cobbled streets of the hamlet, no tabby cat ran. No glass shone in the rows of shop fronts. Pots filled with geraniums had once sat beneath the street lamps, making the village pretty. Now the pots lay destroyed, and soil had spilled onto the road, and the lampposts, which had been stately, stood in the awkward angles of shipwrecked masts, glass scattered at their feet. Chiselled stones, which had once made houses for people and halls for officials and pillars for the market and, in the square, a pagoda to frame the town band, now lay about in ugly piles, clogging the streets and heaped against those walls that were still standing. Here and there, lazy fires burned, feeding on window frames and spilled fuel. Bringing his great, whitely burning lantern close to the ground, Night saw a spider wandering across the stones, seeking, from amid the countless crannies, the best place to string a web. And when a cloud had passed and the light of the moon draped once more across the village, Night saw, to his surprise, two boys walking the ravaged streets. The children stepped carefully around the rubble, their footfalls making no noise, the taller walking ahead of the smaller and deciding their path.